Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be talking to you about concatenation. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB17 and open that one up with 2013, of course. Hokey dokey. Okay, what we've been doing? Well, we've been creating a query called Query Booking Details Extended. We've used in couple of videos ago, we used the DLOOKUP function to get the cost per night of a room. Last video, we used the DATEDIFF function to get the duration. And before I get into concatenation, I want to be able to work out the actual cost of a stay. And the cost of a stay is obviously cost per night times duration. So in order to work that out, we click in here. Let's create a field called total colon cost per night times, that's the asterisk, duration. Okay, run, and we get that total field here, which is kind of great. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit. Before I do, I want to point out one thing that's quite important. The two fields I'm basing this total off of are themselves a kind of calculated fields. Or maybe calculated fields is not the right terminology, but they're not fields that are native to the table. We've had to work them out using functions. And then we've multiplied them together and we've got the total. This works most of the time, except, and I'm going to click on totals. Just have a look at around here. It's going to add a row around here when I click on totals. Oh, sorry, added a row, sorry, third one down called total. I'm not going to explain what these totals are, suffice to say, they're aggregations for a field. So I did actually just explain that. But if you try and run this query now, it won't work because it won't be able to work out cost per night. So I'm going to remove totals. The reason I mention that is I've spent many a happy hour banging my head against the wall trying to work out why my fields are sometimes being, or the field here, sometimes being understood by Access and sometimes not, and it's to do with whether you've got totals employed or not. Just for the record, if you wanted to work out cost per night or total, you'd have to actually take this expression here and take this expression here and drop them into total. So anyway, that's just a quick one on why that does or does not work sometimes. Right, now to the job in hand. What is concatenation? Well, what I want to do is I'm going to create a further field over here, and I think I'm going to call this field cost, because I can. And I want the field to read something along the lines of this. So four nights at £120 per night equals 480. Obviously, I want this to change depending on the duration of a record. I want this number here to change depending on the cost of the room, and I want this to change depending on the total, but I want to put it together in one single field. I have my reasons. So how do we do that? Well, we can reference the fields over here by writing in cost per night duration or total in here, but we're going to use a technique called concatenation to turn them into something that we can to join the fields without adding them, if that makes sense. Okay, so the name of this field is going to be, I'll just call it cost because it's easy to remember. And if we remember from our, I think it's four nights at £120 per night. So the first thing is the duration, so four. And then in order to write nights, we have to use an ampersand, and then we're going to pass the string variable of nights. So make sure you put a space and nights, space at. So we've got four, and then we're adding on to the four, or putting it together with the expression nights at. We now need the cost of the room, £120 and per night equals, and total, which hasn't quite worked out yet because we haven't saved it, and total. So I'm going to save that and run that and see what we get. Okay, so we're almost there. We've got okay, so we got four knights at 120 per knight equals 480, four knights 150 per knight equals 600. So what we're missing actually are the pound signs here and here. Just to take another quick look at what we've done. We've taken a value from a field, so for example, duration equals 4. We've then used an ampersand and added the expression knights at. So we're not performing a calculation. This is the sort of key point with concatenation. We're not calculating the number. We're not adding to the number 4 or dividing it or multiplying it. We're treating it as a character that we can see. So we're saying 4, and we're tacking on this expression knights at. We're next taking another expression, cost per knight, and we're tacking that one on. And then another string variable, which is per knight equals, and then a further expression which we're tacking on. So we're not performing any calculations on these expressions. We're literally creating a string that displays these expressions in such a way that we can read them easily and understand them. Now, in order to get the pound signs in, just after the at, or at, then space, and then you put a pound sign, and then per knight equals space pound sign. It's okay, press run, and then we get four knights at £120 per knight equals £480. So that's the idea of concatenation. Key point, it's not for calculations, it's so you can put strings and variables together and display them in a way that's sort of meaningful to humans. That's pretty much the idea of concatenation as far as I see it. So thanks for watching the video, and I hope to see you next one.